Children, today we have a story about dew. How, you know how when you come out in the early morning before the sun's really getting warm, how the grass can be all soaking wet, so it gets your feet wet or your shoes and socks wet? Well, that's what this story is about today. The story is from a time when the children of Israel were not worshiping the Lord, but instead were worshiping Baal. They thought they could get rich and not worship the Lord, not obey him. And so an enemy called the Midianites came up like locusts and filled the land and took all their food away, and they were very hungry. But then after a while, the Lord came to a young man named Gideon and called on him to lead the children of Israel to victory over their enemies. And so in this story, Gideon isn't quite sure that the Lord really wants him to do this seemingly very hard job. So he asks the Lord for signs that have to do with dew. But first of all, the first thing that the Lord tells him to do is to get rid of the altar to Baal. So that's how the story goes. And it was that night that Yehovah said to him, "Take the bullock of the ox, which is thy father's, and the second bullock of 7 years, and break down the altar of Baal that thy father has, and cut off the grove which is by it. And build an altar to Yehovah thy God on the top of this rock, in order, and take the second bullock, and offer up a burnt offering with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down." And Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as Yehovah had spoken to him. And it was because he feared the house of his father and the men of the city that he did not do it by day, but did it by night. And the men of the city got up early in the morning, and behold, the altar of Baal was torn down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered up on the altar that was built. And they said, a man to his companion, "Who has done this thing?" And they inquired and sought it out and said, "Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing." And the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out thy son that he may die, because he has torn down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the grove that was by it." And Joash said to all who stood by him, "Will you strive for Baal? Will you save him? He who will strive for him, let him be put to death this morning. If he is a god, let him strive for himself, because one has torn down his altar." And on that day, he called him Jerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal strive against him, because one has torn down his altar." And all Midian and Amalek and the sons of the east were gathered together and passed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. And the spirit of Yehovah filled Gideon, and he blew a shofar, and Abiezer was called up after him. And he sent messengers into all Manasseh, and they also were called up after him. And he sent messengers into Asher and into Zebulun and into Naphtali. And they came up to meet him. And Gideon said to God, "If it is so that thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast spoken, behold, I will place a fleece of wool in the threshing floor. If the dew be on the fleece alone and on all the earth it is dry, then I shall know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast spoken." And it was so. And he got up early on the morrow, and he squeezed the fleece and wrung the dew out from the fleece, a dish full of water. And Gideon said to God, "Let not thine anger be fierce against me, and I will speak only this time. Let me test only this time with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, and on all the ground let there be dew." And God did so in that night, and it was dry on the fleece only, and there was dew on all the earth. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the meaning of the dew. "There was a deposit of dew round about the camp. Dew signifies the truth of peace, because in the morning it comes down from heaven and appears on the grass like fine rain. In and also has stored up in it something of sweetness or delight, more than rain has. By it the grass and the crops of the field are gladdened. And mourning means a state of peace. What peace is C, namely that it is like dawn on the earth, which gladdens minds with universal delight. And the truth of peace is like the light of the dawn. This truth, which is called the truth of peace, is the very divine truth in heaven from the Lord, which universally affects all who are there and makes heaven to be heaven. For peace has in it confidence in the Lord, that he rules all things and provides all things, and that he leads to a good end. When a man is in this faith, he is in peace, for he then fears nothing, and no solicitude about things to come disquiets him. A man comes into this state in proportion as he comes into love to the Lord. We also read about when the dew went up. This signifies the insinuation of truth. It is evident from the signification of going up, as here being to be dissipated, and thus not to appear to the sight. And from the signification of dew as being the truth of peace. The deposit of the dew upon the manna signifies the insinuation of truth. For the truth of peace is the divine truth proceeding from the Lord in heaven. Being the inmost, it insinuates itself into the truth that is below and makes it alive, as the dew vivifies the grass or the growing crop on which it falls in the morning. When the truth which is beneath has been made alive by it, then the truth of peace goes up. That is, to appearance it ceases, and the truth which had received life from it comes into view. Thus the truth of faith is born. For no truth of doctrine or from the word becomes truth with man until it has received life from the divine. And it receives life through the insinuation of the truth which proceeds from the Lord, which is called the truth of peace. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.